Chapter 2. Pepper knew from experience that fierce animals get even more frightened if she moved. Maybe things would be okay if she just stood still? But no. It was starting. She felt scared and slippery inside. That was the best way to describe it. When her magic turned on, something shifted within her. Her stomach turned to jello. Her skin felt slick. Her thoughts flew every which way. A dangerous energy sparked, like static electricity, only spikier. Chimp Hamel turned to look at Pepper. His eyes grew round.
"Ee!"
he screeched.
"Ee! Ee! Ee!"
12 humans, one chimp, and one elephant swiveled their heads to see what was going on. Elephant Carmen bellowed. Fluxers couldn't speak when they were in animal form. Chimp Hamel clacked his ape teeth and leapt onto the shoulders of an 8th grade boy.
"What the zum-zum?" the boy shrieked. "Mr. Hamel, you're choking me!"
"He looks like he might bite," a girl cried. "Jamie, you have to get out of there! Flux into something small!"
The boy immediately fluxed into a hamster. Then, Hamster Jamie and Chimp Hamel crashed to the floor, knocking over several jars of paint as they fell.
"Swingo!" cried another boy. "Has Mr. Hamel lost his human mind?"
"Where is Jamie?"
asked the loud girl who'd told him to flux. From beneath Chimp Hamel, Hamster Jamie screamed.
"The teacher's squishing him," Nori cried. "He's trapped,"
one of the girls said.
"Flux into something that can stop Mr. Hamel."
"No, don't flux at all," shouted Pepper.
But pop, 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 3 of the 8th graders fluxed. One turned into a pit bull, one into a boxer, and one into a gorilla. The gorilla was reaching for Chimp Hamel when the dogs saw Pepper. Both of them barked their heads off, and the gorilla screamed a horrible ape scream.
"Pepper, no!"
Nori cried. Pepper turned to look at Nori. Only, what was going on? Nori's face looked like it had turned to wax. Hot wax. Her forehead bulged out. Then her forehead went back to normal, but her cheeks rippled. Nori was fluxing by accident.
"Nori, stop!" Pepper begged.
Nori seemed like she was trying to speak, but Pepper couldn't make out her words. Pop, pop, pop! Kitten body. Kitten paws. Kitten tail. Dragon claws. Dragon wings. Dragon teeth. Nori was a dritten. Dritten Nori flapped into the air, yowling and breathing fire. Pepper sidestepped the flames, and Dritten Nori turned in midair. She flapped right out of the classroom, yowling all the way. Pepper followed. She was heading for the door when a boy slammed it shut and moved a desk in front of it.
"It's not safe in the hall," the boy cried. "There's a flaming dragon!"
Pepper was trapped. She squeezed her eyes shut and tried to turn off her fierceness. It didn't work. That was no surprise. She'd never been able to turn off her magic before. Pepper opened her eyes and faced the art room.
"I'm just a 5th grader who came to get some paint for a project," she yelled at the chaos. "I'm harmless."
Elephant Carmen reared back. Chimp Hamel hooted and danced. Elephant Carmen trumpeted and rammed her front feet through the ground floor classroom window. Smash! She jumped through the opening. The dogs and the gorilla followed her lead. Chimp Hamel threw a jar of paint at Pepper. He had lost much of his human mind, but he appeared to be trying to protect his students as best he could. The jar broke on the floor and splattered everyone with green paint. He threw another, and yellow splattered. Hamster Jamie scrabbled his legs and scurried to hide beneath a rolling cart.
"Stop!" Pepper yelled. "I'm not going to hurt you!"
Chimp Hamel stopped. He looked around, eyes bugging out. Then he turned his back on Pepper and leapt out the broken window.
Please, just leave, the loud girl said to Pepper.
I'm sorry, I'm not doing it on purpose.
The loud girl shook her head.
Just go away before you make things worse.
Arms shaking, Pepper pulled the desk out of the way. The boy who had put it in place narrowed his eyes at her.
Your magic is really wonky, he said.
Pepper felt like sobbing, but she lifted her chin high and opened the door.
In case you didn't know, it's rude to call someone wonky.
She spun on her heel and fast walked down the hall, blinking back tears. When Pepper turned the corner, Nori stepped into view. She was back to being a human, thank goodness.
Pepper, wait, she called.
Pepper stopped. Nori gestured at the place where the invisible water fountain stood.
I flew into the fountain. I must have pressed the lever by accident, but on the bright side, the cold water was such a shock I fluxed back into me.
Pepper looked at Nori. Her hair had come out of its ponytail on one side. Also, her shirt was wet.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Sorry about turning into a dritten. I nearly burned you.
That's all right. Sorry about being a fierce.
Nori took Pepper's hand.
I know you couldn't help it. Neither of us could.
At the main office, Nori and Pepper told Principal Gonzalez what had happened in the art room. His eyebrows pulled together like unhappy caterpillars. He took a deep breath. He thanked them for letting him know. He called the janitor. He called Coach Vitamin, Nori's tutor, who had experience with panicked fluxers. He called Nurse Riley. Then he sent Pepper and Nori back to class and headed toward the art room. Pepper and Nori took the long way around to avoid passing the fuzzy animal room.
How's your tutoring going? Nori asked as they walked.
Nori and Bax worked twice a week with Coach, since they were both upside-down fluxers. The other kids in Ms. Starr's class also had tutors who helped them make the most of their upside-down powers. Even Marigold finally had a tutor now. The school had found a specialist from the nearby University of Maine, since her magic was so unusual. Ms. Starr herself was Pepper's tutor, because she, too, was an upside-down fuzzy. Ms. Starr wasn't a fierce like Pepper, though. Pepper didn't know what made Ms. Starr upside-down, actually. Ms. Starr hadn't shown her magic at school yet, and she hadn't told the students exactly what it was.
It's not going well, Pepper told Nori. So far, all we do is nostril breathing and extra hula hooping. Ms. Starr thinks those activities will balance my energy or something, but hello, obviously not working very well.
When they arrived at the UDM classroom, they saw a ream of white paper spread across the floor. All the kids stood in bare feet.
Girls, finally, Ms. Starr exclaimed.
Her smile faded, and she gave a puzzled blink.
I'm glad to see you, but where's the paint?
They had some explaining to do.